Let's go to Russia now, where two suicide attacks in 2 days in the city of Volgograd have left over 30 people dead and dozens injured. The first attack took place at a railway station over the weekend. The second happened on a bus early this morning. No one has claimed responsibility for the attack, which comes less than 6 weeks before the Winter Olympic Games in Sochi. But suspicion has fallen on Muslim separatists from the Caucasus region who just months ago called for attacks against civilian targets in Russia. Sufyan Jumakov is visiting scholar at George Washington University. He's an expert on U.S. Caucasus relations, and he joins me now from Washington, D.C. Sufyan, hello.
Hi, Todd.
Can you give us the latest of what we know about the apparent suicide bomber, at least in the railway attack?
Yeah, as you said, the terrorist acts took place at bus station and trolley bus in Volgograd and took lives of 31 people, 17 at bus station and 14 in a trolley bus. And at first, the authorities thought that it was a suicide bomber, a woman, Oksana Aslanova, at the bus station. But later, there was another version that it was a man, a Russian man, with last name Pavlov. As for the trolley bus explosion, the latest version is that it was a suicide bomber, a man.
So much of the suspicion, as I mentioned, has turned towards Islamist separatist groups. We should stress that there isn't any direct evidence of their involvement because, unlike as often happens, there hasn't been a claim of responsibility.
Indeed, it's too early to understand who and why organized and performed those terrorist acts. Nobody took responsibility, and the law enforcement agencies has not come to any conclusions yet. But the main assumption, as you said, is that these terrorist acts are connected to the upcoming Winter Olympics in Sochi on February 7th through 23rd.
One of the obvious questions, Sufyan Jumakov, is what is the implications for security at the Winter Games? Some of these groups have pledged to try to disrupt the Games themselves with attacks of this kind.
Yeah, the threat of terrorist act in Sochi during the Olympics has been significantly minimized by the Russian secret services. However, the security issues overshadowed most other issues that Olympics were meant to address at the beginning, took over economic issues and became central to ensuring that the safe conduct of the Games would promote a positive image of Russia and its leaders at home and abroad. When submitting the application for holding the Olympics in 2007, the organizers stressed the absence of real security threats in the region, and they also planned to engage many business people, attract as many spectators as possible to profit from ticket sales. But the security concept has evolved over time to meet emerging threats, particularly from Caucasus Emirate terrorism since 2007 and in the wake of the 2008 Russian-Georgian war.
Right. Well, Sufyan Jumakov, one thing, we don't know who is responsible for these two attacks in Volgograd, but we do know that several elements in Russia, including the Caucasus separatists, have vowed to try and disrupt the Games, and certainly all eyes are on them now. Sufyan Jumakov is visiting scholar at George Washington University and an expert on U.S. Caucasus relations. Sufyan, thank you.
Thank you very much.